Kalim Perek Yudzayim Mishnah Yudalot. This is a fascinating Mishnah. Mishnah over here is brought Agav, the Mishnah Yud Gimel, that talks about different types of creatures that are Minayam. So Mishnah continues with different Chalokim of Maisa Bereshis, and the Mishnah Shtols two different things that exist in the Bria to whether they have Kabbalah's Tumah. Yesh B'mashe Nivra B'yoyim HaRishoyin. There are things that were created by Yom HaRishon that if you'd make a kli out of them, they have a din of tumah. Basheni, ein by tumah. Second day of creation, which was the day of Asiyas HaRakia. Now the second day the Rakia was created, so obviously there's nothing there that can be mekabel tumah. What exactly was created by Yom HaRishon? Bereishis bara Elokim es hashamayim ves haaretz. Was there a physical land? Yabosha Alamayim was created on day 3. What was on day 1? You look over here, some of the Mefarshim bring that there's 4 Yisoides of the Bria, Eshmaim Ruach Offer. So Offer, the Yisoid of Offer has Kli Cheres. So Mel by Yom HaRishon has something which is Shaykh the Kabbalah's Tumah, Yom HaShini, Shneini, Nat. Bashlishi, on the third day, which is the day that all vegetation was created, yesh by tumo, because you can make kelim out of eitz, and so on. Barvi, which was the day that the galaxies and the sun and the moon and the stars were created, obviously there's nothing there to mekabel tumo. Bachamishi was made oifis and dogim, ein behem tumo, because oifis and dogim don't have kabbalas tumo. Again, we said the kabbalas tumo of achilas niblas oiftor. It's something else. It's not a regular tumah of a dead body. Chutz, the only thing that has kabbalas tumah, are kelim that are made miknafa oiz. There's a type of bird called the oznia, and the wings of the oznia, ubeitzas namis hametzupa, the shells of the egg, means the mefarshim say over batziano, which pashtus is an ostrich. If you strengthen the eggshell with some type of covering, it's mitzupa with something else, then it's strong enough, it's mekabel tumah derabbanan, even though it's made from oifos, because it's doma lekli etzim, it's very, very strong. This beitzas namis hametzupa and knafo is very strong, so maybe Chazal will go on it. But midderais says no kabbalas tumah, anything that was made, midvorim hanivron bervi v'chamishi. So he understands that wings of birds are strong enough that any kelim that would be made from knofayim would be mekabel tumah derabbanan. It's not dafka by this one, which is stronger. There weren't mechalik between knofayim. All knofayim are all mekabel tumah. It's chelak on tanakama. The Mishnah Fiyazois, v'chol shenivra b'yem ha'shishi, is tomei. We're talking over here about all the balichai. Chayis, behemoths, and such, they're all mekabel tumah. Or rather, they all can become a dover hametame. Now, we'll just point out a few horrors. What we mentioned in the beginning, that Mashanivra b'yem ha'rishon has tumah, the Rambam says it's going on Mayim. Mayim was created by yem ha'rishon. Shemayim is composed of Mayim. And it does have kabbalas tumah. The pshat that we said, which is the Rash, that's going on Asiyas Kalim from something that was never B'yem Rishon. So what happens when we get a few cases later to Yom Revi? Yom Revi, are we talking about what was made by Yom Revi? Or we're talking about something, a Kli that's made of something that was made B'yem Rishon, by B'yem Revi? What was B'yem Revi? Was the Ma'iros. So still the Mishnah's Titus brings a Chikavazak from his uncle, Yaakov Edelstein. He brings a Shlita, Sekhoinu Levrocha. He wanted to bring a Raya that a Kli that's made from earth, from the moon, is not mekabel tumah. That's where you're going to have to be the Mishnah. Why not? We have to say, there's a cloud. The only thing's Minoritz, the same way we had only Boritz and not Bayom. So say also Boritz and not outer space. Stands to reason. Now the Rambam explains Lishitosei that Bayem Hashlishi Yesh Beitomo, we're talking about plants, which as oichel has tumas oichel. But according to the Rash, we're talking about kelim that are made from things that are produced by yom shlishi. It's going on wood. Kli eitzis mitama. The Rash brings a right is pirush from yom chamishi. What's yom chamishi? Oifos and dagim. And we say it's not mekabel tuma. Oifos don't have tuma. We pointed out b'toich hadvar. What happened to Nivla Soiftor? So the Rash brings that as a raya that we have to be talking about kelim. Kelim that are made out of birds, even though the bird itself could be transmit tumor. A Nivlas Oif Tohor could transmit. Nivlas Oif Tome could also transmit. However, kelim can't be made of it. That's the Rash learning his pshat. But for the Rama, we're going to have to say, well, we pointed out that Tumas Nivlas Oif Tohor is not tuma as a chefetz that's metame. It's not metame b'maso. So Tumas Achilo on the person who does a Ma'is Achilo. The ray that Nivlas Oif Tohor is a Tumas Achilo, not a Tumas coming into contact with, is a Shtichur B'chaim Halevi and Per Gimel Mihilchus Ovis HaTumah. But it's Pavus the ray. Nois Yankiv, which is a classic safe on these type of vinyonim, has a big Arichus on this. That's a very partial kasha to point out, and that is that if we say by Yom HaChamishi, Oif Oidag doesn't have Tumah, why don't we say that has Tumah as Oichel? So Tveres Yisrael has a kasha. So again, Mishnah Taris brings from the Muki Agriv, and what you're going to have to say is like this. You're going to have to say that when we say Yerokos on the Kabbal Tumah, it means Yerokos K'moy Shehem. A cucumber that grows in my garden, as soon as it's picked and it's Huksha, the cucumber in its original form is now having Tumah Seichlin. Dogim and Oifos are never Mekabal Tumah in their present form. They need preparation, then they turn to an Oichel, and an Oichel is Metame. But they're never metame in their original state, in their natural state. Now let's go to Yom Shishi. The Rash and the Rav, quoting, say that Kol Shenivra B'Yom Shishi Tome is Chayis Behem Shrotzim V'Odom Im Oso Kli Me'atzmisei Me'oyrezei Me'kablam Tomo. Chor Shteta P'sachidish. That Kelim that are made from Or V'Atzomis Odom Oy Shrotzim Me'kablam Tomo. Chor Tzbuchrak in the Mishnah. Again, according to the Rash, what we're talking about is, we're talking about Kelim Hanasim Mehem. That's the Tzuras of the Shmaitzah. So there's a Kasha, Achreinim Asta, Chaznish, and others. Kli Etzem, Hanasim Eifes, we say it's any Dumi Deizim. We quoted before the Gemara Chulin that says, there has to be Dumi Deizim. So what about Adam and Shratzim? Adam and Shratzim is Dumi Deizim. Less than Eifes. So what you have to say is that it doesn't have to be Dumi Deizim Mamish. Dumi Deizim is a way of saying it's Gidol Ba'aretz. So Odom and Shrotzim are Gidol Ba'aretz, Oifos and Dogim are not. That's the way you're going to have to read it. We'll finish off this thing with a fascinating Yediyah that saw brought down the Chiddush HaGramaz, which is Likutim from Rav Menachem Zemba B'Shem the Yid HaKodesh. It's a Chassidish Shavort, but it's half of a fellow. Worth saying over. That the Shirish of Yom Kippur, the Yom Tiv of Yom Kippur, is the Yom Tiv of Tahara, Lefnei Hashem Titaru. Yom Kippur cannot fall, Lefi our calendar, on days that have a Shaychis to Tumah. Therefore, Yom Kippur cannot fall on Sunday, or on Tuesday, or on Friday. However, that's Yom Kippurim. Yom Purim, which is the opposite, it's not the day of Tahara, it's the day of taking Tomei and turning it into Tor. It's the day of taking Gashmias and turning it into Ruchnias. Vavusta Yisoidis in Hashkofas HaMoyadim. So Mele Purim is Chal Dafka on the days Sheyesh Behem Toma. And Mele Purim could only be Chal on Yom Rishon, Yom Shlishi, Yom Chamishi, Yom Shishi. Half of a fellow. I'll ask, how could it fall on Thursday? Thursday's Ein Bet Tumah. So Teretz is Midaraisa Ein Bet Tumah, Midarabon, there's Knafa Ois. And Purim is Derabonon, so it could be Chal on that day, which has Tumah Derabonon. We'll be mostly one other piece. There's a beautiful shtickle from Mishnah's Taharis. the Rambam skips the whole say to the Mishnah, Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, etc. The Rambam doesn't bring it. So Pashas, because there's no Nafkamina, it's like almost like added to this Mishnah. So Mel, that's why he doesn't bring it. Menachem Zemba is Mitzayin, Chidush HaGram Zemba is Mitzayin that he has a whole shtickle. He had a safe on Rambam, famously, that was lost in the Vashur Ghetto, supposedly 20,000-30,000 pages of Kedushim. Chaval al da'avdam v'lo mishtakhin. But Mishnah's Tirus suggests something very beautiful. We pointed out before that one of the shtiklach that's mechudish in the Mishnah is that b'chamishi ein boituma, what happened to the fact that there's oifois, and chamishi, even though that's somois, knofayim adarabonim, but even though the body of the oif is not mitame, but it is mitame b'achila, nivlas oif torah. So what we said is that rabbeisenu limdunu, that the tumah of Nivlas Oif Torah is a Tumas Achila, it's a Tumas Bimkoima, it's not a Tumas Mago Masa. Smell doesn't count in the Mishnah, it's not Mitame. The Maisa Achila is a Dova HaMitame. This is a famous raid from Reb Chaim Halevi in Per Gimel, the Avisa Tumah. We quoted that before. La Maisa, you look at Reb Chaim over there, and this whole Yisoid is Mitlo Tolin and Machlex Tanoim. For example, if somebody would eat Nivlas Oif Torah, but he eats a piece, and b'chdei achilas pras, he eats another bit. The shaila is, k'dei achilas pras, a tziruf l'gabi ha-maisa achila, and ha-maisa achila ha-matamas, but it's not a tziruf l'gabi ha-maga, l'gabi ha-masa. So what's together? So l'maisa t'machlok, s'tanoim, es ken zayin, that the Rambam doesn't hold of that shtikl l'halocha. There's a similar hishtal su also in Aholos, in the 13th parak, in halocha that we had earlier, where there's a chaloin between two rooms, that's mavir tumah, it's mevi tumah from room to room. And if somebody has nivlas oif tohor blocking a chaloin, the shells of it's a dover hamakamal tumah or not, and that's a discussion. And the Rambam skips that din, and he brings from his shver, the Ponovich Roshivir of Geshem Edelstein, Tzchon Lebrocha, that's also told in Semach Lo'Extenu. And the Rambam again is passing out the Mishnah. So it could very well be that that's why the Rambam doesn't bring this Mishnah. This Mishnah Shalak Aloka, Yenna Mishnah Neholos. Okay, that's just a bigger picture that comes out of one of the details over here. Mishnah Tezvov. Ho'isa Kli Kibul Mikol Mokoyim. Somebody makes a Kli and it has a base Kibul. Mikol Mokoyim L'chor means it's very small. The shear is B'kol Shuhu. Tomei. A Kli Kibul Kol Shu is what defines a kli is a kli, and a male it's mekabel tumah. Now, what are we talking about over here? The Mefarshim explain, we're not talking about kli cheres that needs a clay kibul, needs a toich, because we have a Mishnah in Perek Beis that gives a shear for how big that clay kibul has to be. Kli mateches doesn't need a base kibul. So, what we're talking about is everything else in between. Kli or, kli eitz, kli etzim. It doesn't have a shear. Whatever the clay kibble is, renders it a kli. There is lamaisa a different pshat over here. This is the pshat that we just quoted as the Rav, and it comes from the Rash. Lamaisa, the Rambam, the Rash is mitzayin this pshat also, is that what we're talking about over here is b'kol mokoyim is not the size of the clay kibble, but the material. We're talking over here is that kli mekabel tumah mekol mokoyim, even if it's made from a choymer, from material, that's not choshev at all. For instance, the Mefarshim HaMetzayin, or she'enim u'bid, rough cloth, that's not turned into rough skin, but it wasn't turned into something that's generally used, wasn't treated, or something like paper, which is also, you could call it eitz, but it's not, certainly not a kli choshev. So it has a shem kli, because the clay kibble gives it a cheshivus. Now there are a few details over here. First of all, the Rambam in Halachas, in Perek Beis, Melchus Kelim, does bring the Halacha, which sounds like he's saying that it doesn't need a base kibbutz with any shear. It's mitam b'kol shu. And the Kesef Mishnah says right away, the Mishnah in Perek Yudzayin Kelim. Problem is, the Mishnah Melch points out, that then it sounds like the other pshat, like the Rash. It doesn't sound like what the Rambam says over here in Yerushalayim Mishnayis. That's one point. Well, we mentioned that the Rash and the Rav hold that a Kli Cheres does need a shear. This is in Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. And the shear over there would be Kabbalah, Shear Kabbalah, Kedei Sichas Kotten. Comes from a Rashi in Chulin Daf Nun Dalet. Lamaisa Tosim Chulin argues. The Rambam, the Goyim, don't learn the Mishnah in Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, like Rashi and the Rashi over there, so there's no Makor. So they'll hold also the Klicheres, the Kolshu Nitma. And the Ramban over there in Chulin, Daf Nun Dalet, asks on Rashi that holds that a Klicheres has a shear. This is what happens to the Mishnah over here, that a Klik Kibble is B'mashu. So L'chor, like we said, you can have him help between Kli Cheres and Kli Eitz. And L'chor, the Chilik is Boshu. Kli Cheres, the whole shame Kli is not all shame the material. The same way only the Teich is Mavitomo. The Pshah is the whole Cheft of the Kli is only all shame based Kibbles and it has to have a Kshivus. Over here, the material itself has a Kshivus by Kli Eitz. You need the base Kibble also to give it a Tzuras HaKli, but that doesn't have a Shir. We'll just be Metzayin and Maramokim that the Ravid has a similar shtickle. This is in the Chuvas HaRaivid. Proves it from a Mishnah Mikvois that Kli Cheres is Einoi Nitmo Elo Kishmakabu Revius. He has a different shear. And he brings down the fact that Kli Eitz is Nitmo Bekolshu, the Kli Kibul. And he brings down the same idea that Kli Eitz and its own base Kibul, only because of Akesha Desak. It needs a Kli Kibul, but that's not the same Kli. There's a cost of it. There has to be a Kli Sheyesh be Kli Kibul, but not that the ganze Cheftza of the Kli is the base Kibul. So Mela, that's why the two are Chalukim Zemizem. Now we have a similar halacha, but it's completely different Zach. Ha'oise Mishkov U'moishov Mikomokoy. Same type of tzura, where a person has a Kli, which is Miyuchad for Mishkov U'moishov, what we call Tumas Medris, even if he doesn't touch it, if it's medrash, selzov, nida, what we call in the psiche to say the tire, zova chaverov, zova, nida, yeleda, so boil nida and mitzvayro, then a metama b'medrash. Anything that they use for any of these things, amida, halicha, shchiva, even if it's mikomokan, which means that's not a full lying down on it, it's a leaning on it, it's a reclining a little bit on it. Tome, that itself is called, that it has that function, it's time Tome Medris. Mishnah Achrayne and others have a little bit of a Tome. Why is this din over here? We're learning Hilchus Kelim, not Hilchus Mishka V'moshev. It's a Mishnah Zovim, these type of Zach in the Perek Beis. L'chor, the answer is, it's a Tzushtel, to the same way the Kli Kibble, that which defines as a Kli, is a base Kibble, but it has to be a Kol Shuhudik in order to be Miyachir as a Kli. The usage that over here turns it into Tumas Medris has to be only Kol Shudik to be miyachedit for that. Hoisekis me'or ha-matzah. If somebody makes some type of kli from, we said this before, or she'enim u'ubit, it's called or ha-matzah. Min aniyor, tome. Now, according to the Pshat, the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayos, in the first line in the Mishnah, Oisek Kli Kibul Kamakom Tameh, it's really saying over the same thing. This is an explanation of that Mikomakom. According to the other Pshat, the Rashi's Pshat, there's two different things. One is the size of the base Kibul, and one is the material that's being made. By the way, there's a discussion. We discussed a little bit in Perek Beis about paper. Is paper Dovah Makabal Tumah very big enough Kimina Legabi Stains, Ksomim? If a woman finds on paper, whether it's mekabel tumah or not. Big discussion in Poskim on different types of paper. Tissues, v'chadoyme. Regular Kli Eitz has to have some type of base kibul. If we're talking about paper that's reconstituted from the Ned Yudah as a tshuva, they didn't have tissues in those days. They used paper that was made out of worn out begodim. So it could be that it has the shame beged still on it, doesn't need a base kibul. A regular paper, l'chor, does need some type of tzuras kli. By the way, what category is paper? Paper is miyor shalasovim. That's what they made then. So mel, that's koshul kli eitz. Kiv'eger, earlier we had in Perek Beis Mishneh, brings this type of discussion, l'gabi niyor, whether it's a dova mekabel tumah. And he brings the regular paper, l'gabi a woman with ksomim, it's not metamic because it doesn't have a base kibul, even though it's kli eitz, but it doesn't have a base kibul. Okay, the Mishnah says vaitu harimoin, ha'aloin is a type of fruit. What's a pomegranate? An aloin, we're not sure exactly what it is. An egois, it's a walnut. Shechoku matinoikos, that children took out. Children will take out the teichen, the pre inside, and now they have the shell. Lomoid behemisa offer to measure with that. You know, let's say they're playing with sand, so they want to use that to measure out dirt. That's klikibul. Oishitkinum lekaf maznayim, or they turned it into some type of like on a scale where they're weighing different things as part of a game, some type of mischak. Tomei. L'chayr, the Maisa Kotten renders it a kli. Sheyesh lahem Maisa ve'en la machshava. This is a Tifa Mishnah, and it's an important klal, insight into the world of how Chazal see a Maisa Kotten. A Kotten will not have dinim. He can't make a kinyan. Can't be Mekadosh and Isha, for sure not. He doesn't have chiyuvim. He also doesn't have dinim that are totally b'machshava. Any yichud, any designation, definition, which would be necessary, ayidei machshava, a cotton won't have. If a cotton has, even if the field belongs to him, that he's planting together and in close proximity, a kerem with tfuah, it will not become asavanot. Because over there you need yichud b'machshava to render it klai hakerem. However, the halacha that we're describing over here is where physical mice is done, yesh la mice, yesh teit mishnah. He's a ben das legabe amaisa. Now, the way the Rishonim explains this is a whole sugya in Chul Daf Yud Gimel legabe shchit has gotten is that maisa yesh lahem in atayra machshava ein lahem klal b'machshavto nikeres mitoich maisov mahani derabonon. What are we talking about? We're talking about maisa. Not that there's a machshava nikeres mitoich maisov. The maisa itself defines it. There is a machlok Rashi and Tosfos over there. According to Rashi, by chok kumatinek is the case in our Mishnah. In order for it to be mekabel tuma, a kli min haTorah, you need the ma'aser, the chakika. You also need them to say that this is why they're doing it. According to Tosfos, you don't need it. The ma'aser itself renders tummy. Seems like the Rambam holds like Tosfos, and well, the Rambam brings this halacha of chokak. Doesn't say anything more than that. Seems like he always like to ask this.